The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That is no good. And the rebound taken out by the younger sister, Anna Squires. Gives it to Prasoski now, top of the key. Backdoor cut to Maddie Squires. Double team, puts up a little runner and found that open space in between the double team. Split the difference there.
Today, it's the championship games of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Amherst. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Back up top, here's Eckhout, straightaway three, got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10.
The four teams in today's finals have a total of one loss heading into today. Our girls' game features the unbeaten Kearney Catholic taking on the once-beaten Ogallala. The boys' game is the battle of unbeatens as Amherst tangles with St. Pat's. It's the finals of the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hit Sports and Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Amherst as we're wrapping up the Amherst Holiday Tournament with a great matchup here as North Platte St. Pat's taking on Amherst in boys basketball. A couple of undefeated teams, a couple of teams that will put some pressure on you, a couple of teams like to run up and down the floor, and we are really looking forward to this. The Irish come in with a record now of 8-0 on the season, and they have done it a couple of different ways. They have played some shootout games, winning in Valentine 71-57. They outscored Gothenburg 57-52, their last game before they came to the holiday tournament here, but they've also won a game 33-23. So, I mean, they can play it both ways. And for Amherst, well, it's usually a race to see who can get to about 65, maybe 70 points or so, because they really like to run up and down the floor. They slowed it down against Axtell and won that one only 62-38, but they really haven't been pushed too hard this year as they've been able to roll past Angela Litzfield, South Loop, Franklin, Loomis, Kennesaw, and Axtell. But they will certainly have their toughest task of the season here today as they take on North Platte St. Pat's, who comes in at 8-0. Amherst also a perfect 8-0. And again, a very athletic team. This is a team that they've been looking forward to this year for quite some time. And they certainly are going to be well poised to try to outscore, and I'm sure that's how it's going to come down to today against North Platte St. Pat's, try to outscore the Irish. And we are very much looking forward to this game here in Amherst. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the starters for the Broncos and the Irish. We come back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the undefeated North Platte St. Pat's Irish. Their starters will be Bryce Byrne, a 6'2 junior. They'll start with Drew McClellan, 5'11 and a senior. Corey Clinch is a 6'1 junior. Andrew O'Neill, 6'2", and a senior, Zach Miller, 6'3", junior, will round out the starting lineup for Rick Carpenter and the rest of the St. Pat's Irish. For Amherst, they're being led today by Trevor Adelong, a 5'9 sophomore. Trey Toppenheim, 5'10, and a junior. Braden Eckout, 6-foot-tall junior. Cale Preble, 6-foot-tall and a senior. Seems like he's been starting for quite a few years here for Amherst. And Ty Hadwiger, 6'2 and a junior for head coach Bill Giffen, who's still kind of nursing that sore ligament that he hurt in his leg here just a few games back. He actually hurt it, re-injured it during the game against Kennesaw. And the Broncos remain undefeated on the season as they're a perfect 8-0. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to step away for just a moment. When we come back, the tip between the Irish and the Broncos. A couple of 8-0 undefeated teams. We're looking forward to this one. It'll be a good one here in Amherst as we wrap up the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We come back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Bray Deckout doing the jumping honors here for Amherst, and he wins the tip here for the Broncos. So we are underway here, St. Pat's and Amherst, wrapping up the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Broncos first possession. They fire the quick three-pointer. Up no good on that left side. St. Pat's comes away with the rebound, and so Drew McClellan will kick it up ahead here to O'Neill. O'Neill throws it on the baseline here for Clinch. Clinch is shut off there very nicely by Hadwiger. They're going to kick it out here for O'Neill, and O'Neill strokes in the three. The first points of the ball game belong to the Irish. In their green uniforms, they are the visiting team, of course, as they're lined up right now in a 2-3 zone. Driving in for Amherst and answering right back is going to be Trevor Adelong. And Adelong, first 2 points of the ball game here for Amherst. And we're going to have a little body foul on Trey Toppenheim. Toppenheim was running alongside O'Neill, and Toppenheim just a little bit of a push, didn't quite have the right angle there. Not exactly a hand check foul, but a very light touch there as he commits the first foul of the ball game, whistled against either team. McClellan in the offensive end, as right now the Broncos going man-to-man. Right side, McClellan will work it on the low block here for Clinch. Clinch, turnaround jumper, no good. Lost the handle, but they're going to say it was last touched by Amherst. So St. Pat's will inbound underneath their own basket, as Clinch basically got his own miss there. And they inbound it for Clinch. Clinch lost it momentarily, but is able to track it down. Entry pass down low, slapped away, but then great hands there by Miller to pick it up, and Miller is able to cash in. Nearly stolen away there by Eckout on the inside, but somehow Miller was able to get his fingernails on it, and just by the tip of his fingers. Hadwiger is going to pull up a quick low jumper. It's up, no good. And another St. Pat's rebound. Ripped out there by McClellan, and he'll give it up ahead here. Running layup by Byrne. Shot won't fall. And coming up with the rebound is Amherst. On the run is Toppenheim. Toppenheim is going to kick out for Adelong. Adelong for three. That's a good look, but it will not fall. Rebounded by Eckout. And then a jumper on that right side that will not fall again. This time that was Toppenheim had a good look at it. Pass up ahead. Layup by Miller. Blocked, but an offensive rebound picked up. And in for Andrew O'Neill. And O'Neill is able to pull it in. And we got a timeout here for Amherst. They're down 7-2 with 5:59 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 7-2, St. Pat's with the lead. Amherst timeout. We come back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to Amherst. The Broncos down by five as they will bring it in the offensive zone. They set a screen, driving, scooping, and missing as Trey Tobenheim had a great look at it and couldn't pull it down. And so Miller pulls down the rebound. So Amherst shooting pretty cold right now. They've had some pretty good looks and just can't get them to fall. Entry pass inside for O'Neal. O'Neal turnaround jumper is no good. Offensive rebound. The bucket's up and good. Inside there, Corey Clinch was able to cash in and make the putback. So Adelong will kick it off right side. A little penetration coming up here by Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it off on the right wing, and Preble will try the long jumper. It's no good. And another rebound by O'Neal, and they'll kick it up now. Towing the three on that right side is going to be Byrne. Byrne's three is no good. And Eckhout comes out with the rebound on the run. And squeaking shoes so much, I thought that was a whistle. That was a strong dump stop there by Eckhout. They get it for Hadwiger, who's going to kick it out. Around the perimeter we go. And Eckhout gives it off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger off of a screen, has the dribble. We'll flip it off here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives it to Adelong on the baseline. Adelong is kicked out. So they'll get it out here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger is going to try the three. No good. Offensive rebound. Kick back out again for the three-pointer, this time by Hadwiger. And that shot won't fall. And again, just cold shooting right now for Amherst. Entry pass in the lane. Digging it out of there is going to be Tobenheim. Couldn't quite come up with the steal. They threw it down low. Tobenheim jumped the pass when it went inside to Miller. But it went off of Miller's foot and then touched by Tobenheim as it goes out of bounds. So in the corner, Byrne's going to toss it in here for the Irish. They get it to McClellan, and around the perimeter we go with 4:14 to go. On the dribble, Byrne in the lane, a little floater. That's a tough shot, and rebound taken out of there by Amherst. Snagging the bound is going to be Holdenek out, and we're going to have a reach called here on St. Pat's. A little hand check foul as they're coming up court. And that'll be the first foul of the ball game here against Bryce Byrne and the first one against the Irish. So ball thrown in here for Tobenheim. He'll give it off to Adelong. Adelong from the free throw line has to tip it out for Tobenheim. That'll be a turnover. And here come the Irish on the run. And Adelong hustling and is going to be called for the foul as he was trying to shut off Bryce Byrne dead. He thought he got to the ball clean, but they're going to call Adelong for the foul after the turnover on the other end. So Irish underneath their own basket to toss it in. Checking into the game is Gabe Vizorek, and he's going to inbound it. Entry pass knocked loose, out of bounds by Brian Bramer. And Bramer actually got it off the shoe tips of the Irish. So that'll be a St. Pat's turnover. Bramer comes into the game and forces the turnover almost immediately. Hadwiger going to check in. Back in, he wasn't out very long. And he'll inbound the basketball with Adelung. 3:50 to go, quarter number one, 9-2, St. Pat's with the lead over the Broncos of Amherst. And they'll give it off left side. Hadwiger is going to fire the three, and he hits the three. They've had a couple of good looks just like that. That's the first one of those three-pointers that's fallen in. In the offensive end, McClellan misses his target. That'll be a St. Pat's turnover. So a three on one end, forced the turnover on the other, and now the Broncos have the basketball back. 3:25 to go. Quarter number one. Adelong has it stolen away at the free throw line. Coming up with the steal is going to be Vizorek. Vizorek will drive in, miss the shot, and it's going to be rebounded and put back in by Mackley. Mackley is the one that rebounded that and came in from underneath the backside. And now on the dribble here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to kick left side. They enter it inside here for Bramer, and Bramer loses the basketball. Nice defensive play there by the Irish. And they'll get it done. The low block, leaning in there, is going to be Clinch. And Clinch is able to take it off the glass and in. So Corey Clinch, strong lean in there. Here's a trail three for the Broncos. It rolls around, won't fall for Hadwiger, and taken out of there by the Irish. Mackley with another rebound here. And the Irish, with an eight-point lead, will kick it off here on the left wing for Vizorek. Around the perimeter we go. And on the right side, McClellan. McClellan kicks out top of the circle for O'Neal, and O'Neal will hit the three. So St. Pat's now with an 11-point lead. Adelon gave it away, now gets it back. Had trouble with the handle. We'll give it off here for Preble. Top of the circle, Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to drive a little bit too strong. It's no good. And the rebound out to the Irish. They'll throw it up ahead. Adelon knocked the ball loose, and they're going to say it was last touched by St. Pat's. Adelon snuck through that backside, tried to come up with it, didn't, but neither did the Irish there, and that was good defensive play to force the turnover by the Irish, by Adelon. So 1:50 to go, and again, as poorly as Amherst has shot the basketball, they're only down by 11. That's the good news. Here's a three-pointer for Eckhout. Off the mark, a good look there, and then the rebound is taken out by Amherst. They have the drive on the inside, and we're going to have a reaching in foul called against O'Neal. And so a couple of free throws coming up here on the drive by Ty Hadwiger. So Hadwiger will shoot two. 16-5, now make it 16-6 as Hadwiger makes the free throw. They're in the second quarter where Kearney High leads Scotts Bluff 18-14 in the semifinals of the GNAC Conference Tournament on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. And another St. Pat's rebound ripped out of there by Gabe Vizorek. They help work it up court here to O'Neal. O'Neal will give it off for Byrne. Byrne to O'Neal. And the pass deflected and it's stolen away. Cale Preble forces the turnover, and Preble's long pass is off the mark, and that's going to be turned over as well. Maybe Amherst trying to run a little bit too fast here. Zach Miller comes up with a loose ball. We'll give it off for O'Neal. Long pass up ahead. Driving is Byrne. Byrne floater in the lane, and he'll head to the free throw line as he was fouled. And again, we mentioned it earlier, both these two teams are really going to run at you. They're going to attack whenever they have the opportunity. Great example of it there as Byrne got the ball on the left side, drove in very hard, and collected the foul from Hadwiger. So the free throw up and good for Byrne. And so, again, St. Pat's adding to that lead here. They lead it now 17-6, a minute four to go. We're in the first quarter. And Byrne's second free throw is now in the air. And it is good. It rolled around, falls in there. And Adelon will bring it up court. Facing no pressure, gives it to Hadwiger. Hadwiger spins in the lane, loses the ball, but Adelon is able to track it down top of the key. And they'll reset the offense. Now Hadwiger has it. Hadwiger gave it away. Now left wing with it is Eckhout. Braden Eckhout will just flip the ball off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger from the free throw line. Back to Eckhout. Eckhout's open for three, and he hits the three. Braden Eckhout strokes in the three-pointer. That's his first points of the game. And it outlet pass is going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal, there is Eckhout. And Eckhout pass on the inside, trying to dump it in. He lost the handle. And so it'll be a turnover when they had a three-on-two possibility there, as he lost the handle, but a great defensive steal momentarily. Byrne is able to kick it up ahead here for Vizurek. Vizurek throws it down low to the Irish. Down low, losing the basketball is Miller. And so St. Pat's turns it over. Good defense there. Adelon will lead the break here. 16 seconds to go. He dribbles behind his back, kicks it out. Here's a trail three for Eckhout. Good look at it. It will not fall. Long outlet pass after the rebound to Byrne, and Byrne's going to lay it up and in. St. Pat's cherry-picking just a little bit as they got the rebound, and now a half-court shot at the buzzer by Adelon. Just a little bit off the mark, and that will do it for one quarter of play, but the Irish have the lead here in Amherst against the Broncos, 20-9. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. It is Irish basketball to start the second quarter. They lead it 20-9, and they get it to Byrne on that left side. Tobenheim will pressure him. Starters out there for Amherst. We'll double-check those for you here in just a moment. McClellan enters it in, and Amherst will force the turnover. On the run here is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim is shut off, so he'll kick it out. Now penetrating is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout shot way strong as he thought that was going to be blocked. As it turns out, it was just shot a little bit too high, and it'll go out of bounds. So it'll be a team rebound here for St. Pat's. It's Adelung, Tobenheim, Eckhout, Preble, and Hadwiger. And Adelung knocked the ball loose on the inbounds. Clinch comes up with it. They have numbers and a great defensive play to force the turnover by Cale Preble. So St. Pat's turns it over, pass up ahead to Adelung, long outlet pass, and he'll lay it up and in. And we got a timeout here for St. Pat's as Amherst showing some signs of life here, coming up with a couple of defensive plays. They get an easy bucket on that trip, and they now are down 20-11. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. The Irish call timeout, leading it 20-11. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Jim Langle will hand the basketball over to Bryce Byrne. We're ready to go here after that timeout by the Irish. And they break the press pretty handily here as McClellan brings it in the offensive zone. Right now the Broncos going man-to-man. O'Neal gives it top of the circle for Miller. Miller kicks left side for McClellan. McClellan enters it, skips it that left side for Byrne. He's going to fire a three. It is off the mark, and an offensive rebound in underneath, and the bucket is up and good for Zach Miller. So he makes the putback. And very quickly on the run, a drive here by Eckhout, and Eckhout is fouled as he drew a little body contact, driving that baseline. And the foul is going to be whistled on O'Neal. That is going to be his second foul. And so Eckhout back to the line. He'll be shooting a couple. First one's up and good. 22-12, 6:48 to go. In for Amherst is going to be Holden Eckhout. Holden playing safety here as Braden at the free throw line makes his second free throw. And the Irish will face some full court pressure here. And the pass deflected, but picked up by Miller. Miller then turns it over. Got the ball, maybe going a little bit too fast. And now Adelung going to drive. Fakes the pass, lays it up, and hangs on the rim, and it's good. Trevor Adelung faking that pass in the corner and opening up a seam and on the inbounds. Almost stolen away by Trey Tobenheim. And Amherst right now feeling their oats a little bit. They have the momentum. What they don't have is the basketball or the lead. They trail it 22-15, 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. Dawson in is going to be Byrne. He gives it to McClellan. McClellan splits a double team, leads a break. Dumps on the left side. There's Clinch. Left-handed layup. No good in traffic. Offensive rebound by Vazorik. Can't come up with it. And then McClellan comes up. Finds a cutter. Laying it up and in is O'Neal. So O'Neal will make the putback here. And then a long outlet pass right away for Braden Eckhout as they fast break after a made basket. Nearly making this steal, but O'Neal jumps through it. Passes to McClellan. They've got numbers. Shot blocked on the inside by Holden Eckhout, who comes up with a loose ball, and then there's going to be a foul on the Irish, who I think are getting a little frustrated. So St. Pat's a little frustrated, but they still have a seven-point lead because the Broncos are just being tenacious right now and attacking everything. McClellan is called for the foul here. And this has been a very athletic set on both of these two teams as they're really attacking each other. Driving is Adelung. Adelung will shut it off. Off of a screen, top of the circle. Braden Eckhout, he's going to fire the three. A good look at it. Can't get it to fall, but a rebound in underneath. Driving is Hadwiger. Missed the putback. Another rebound in underneath. And a foul going to be called on St. Pat's as the Broncos will head to the line and shoot two. That was great effort in underneath for Holden Eckhout. And he'll head to the free throw line for two shots here. The foul whistled on Bryce Byrne. That is Byrne's second foul. So the free throw by Eckhout, up and good. Trey Tobenheim checking back in here. Stepping out is going to be Braden Eckhout. So holding at the line, has one more free throw coming up. It's 24-18 right now with 5:37 to go, second quarter. Free throw up and good. So he makes both of them. And that allows the Broncos to put full court pressure on. Byrne inbounding it. Gets it for McClellan. McClellan left side. And there's contact and they're going to call a block against Cale Preble. Preble was there. Good position. That one was close. And they're going to call the block. So the other 30 will be going to the free throw line. Andrew O'Neal. And give O'Neal credit for being aggressive and going right at him. So Preble, first foul of the ball game. Got there just a smidge late, and O'Neal is going to shoot two. And again, St. Pat's has handled the press fairly well, and when they've done so, and they've had numbers, they have really attacked. So fast break points is going to be one of the major factors of this game. 24-19, 5:31 to go here before halftime. And the free throw is up and good for Andrew O'Neal. Hand the ball back to O'Neal. And last report, Kearney, by the way, leading Scotts Bluff 18-14 in the GNAC tournament. Second free throw up and good. That game is on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Both free throws good, so that makes we're a seven-point ball game with 5.5 to go. And on the bounce here is going to be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim will give it off to Adelung. Adelung's coming through there, firing the three. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath is good for Eckhout. Nice job there by Holden Eckhout making the putback and driving up and putting up the shot immediately is St. Pat's. Didn't really have numbers, but they do attack, and Trevor Adelung has picked up his second foul. They're going to say it was before that shot. And so Adelung is going to come out of the game. Checking in is Brian Bramer. At 6'4", also back in the game is Braden Eckhout. And again, they'll mock up a little bit of perspiration on the floor there, fixing those wet spot right underneath the basket, actually on the baseline. So we'll hand the ball here to Bryce Byrne, and he'll lob it in the lane. Irish, a little fadeaway here by Clinch. Clinch can't get the shot to fall. Loose ball is tipped around, and McClellan is able to come up with it. They'll give it off on the right side, and Bryce Byrne, boy, that's a tough shot that he hit on that baseline over the top of the defense. And it's a seven-point lead once again for St. Pat's. On the bounce, Tobenheim gives it right side. Braden Eckhout fakes the shot, drives, missed the shot in underneath. Trey Tobenheim puts up a shot, and they're going to say that's a hell ball as it was blocked. And possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So the Broncos inbound underneath their own basket. Braden Eckhout to toss it in. Nice block there by Bryce Byrne. And we've got a foul before they can inbound it. And that'll be on St. Pat's. That'll be on Vizoric. So Eckhout trying to throw it in, and it goes off the leg or the hand of Bryce Byrne. And Eckhout immediately points to him and said, hey, he crossed the baseline there. They don't get that call, but it is Eckhout inbounding the ball again here. And he'll throw it top of the circle for Cale Preble. Preble hands it off for Toppenheim. Toppenheim, no look, left side, gives it to Eckhout. Eckhout fires the three. It's no good. Long outlet pass to Bryce Byrne on the run, and Byrne's going to lay it up and in. Boy, St. Pat's, they just really attack. I mean, they are looking to run the floor whenever they get a chance. Toppenheim from the free throw line lost it, but picking it up is going to be Bramer. Bramer puts up the shot, deflected out of there, and the rebound out to the Irish. On the run, pass tip, but the Irish track it down. Stepping back for the three is McClellan, and he hits the three. McClellan wanted that shot, even though he had to step back to make it. He got that three-pointer, and he drains it. Showed why he wanted it so bad. Eckhout on the baseline. Going to take it off glass. That is a strong drive by Braden Eckhout as he'll score off glass there. Cuts the lead back down to 10. It's 33-23, 3:45 to go. And Bryce Byrne wasn't ready for it. Almost walked with it, but keeps it alive. In transition, a quick baseline jumper by St. Pat's is off the mark. And it then goes off the hands of Preble and out of bounds. So the Irish will inbound here. Byrne on the baseline as Adelung checks back into the game and Holden Eckhout in the game as well. Thrown in here for Byrne. Byrne kicks left side and the three-pointer good for McClellan. So McClellan strokes in the three-pointer and it's a 13-point lead here. 36-23. Holden will kick it left side. Three-pointer for Adelung. That's no good. And the long rebound out to the Irish. And they're going to slow it down just a little bit. McClellan, picked up by Adelung, gives off here left side for Byrne. They cycle through. Now they'll get it to the right side. Clinch will throw it off for McClellan. McClellan, entry pass, going to be intercepted there by Hadwiger. St. Pat's turns it over, and they get it up ahead. The strong drive here by Holdenek out. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Irish, who will dish it in underneath. McClellan will just flip it inside for Clinch, and Clinch will lay it up and in. And we got a timeout here for Amherst. 40-23, 2:50 to go as the Irish continue to run the floor, and they have a 17-point lead with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Amherst trailing on their home floor here, 38-23. And, boy, it has just been a very, very athletic game. Both teams wanting to run, attack each other. After made baskets, they're going to fast break. They both like to run the floor, and they really want to pressure the ball enough to make the other team uncomfortable. That really hasn't happened, but a few more turnovers and against Amherst, and Amherst has not shot the ball exceptionally well here. Adelung brings in the offensive zone after the timeout. They'll cycle back around here as Hadwiger will step to the free throw line. That's a tough shot that he missed, and the rebound taken out of there by Byrne and the Irish. Byrne going to lob it up ahead across the timeline to get Vizoric, and Byrne was on the sideline when he got the pass back. So he's out of bounds as he was running around the Broncos, and he got the ball back a little bit sooner than he anticipated, and he actually had his foot on the sideline when he touched the ball. So Adelung will get it here after the Irish turnover with 2:22 to go here before halftime. He gets a screen, does Adelung, and he'll get the ball out here for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout passes it right side for Holden. And Holden will throw it on the baseline for Adelong. Entry pass down low, kick out, and we're going to have a reach. They got the ball inside to Hadwiger. Hadwiger was kicking it out, and we had a reach going to be called here against the Irish. That'll be on Corey Clinch. That'll be just his first. But it will send Hadwiger to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. That's now 7 fouls against the Irish. And checking in for North Platte St. Pat's is going to be Andrew O'Neill. So we'll hand the ball here to Hadwiger. And Hadwiger fires the free throw, and he makes the connection. Earns the bonus. 38-24 now. Second free throw is rolling around and no good. And another rebound taken out of there by O'Neill. He'll get the ball here to McClellan. Back right side for Byrne. Around the perimeter. Little ball fake. Dribbling with it is going to be McClellan. He gives it off right side for Byrne. Byrne has it. Gives it top of the circle for Clinch. They cycle through as they get it to Vizorek on that left side. Now on the baseline, looking to pass it out as O'Neill. It is off the mark and out of bounds, but it was last touched by Adelon. He was trying to step in and make the steal as they passed it out to Vizorek. And Adelon just didn't get enough of the ball. So Irish will inbound, minute 48 to go. Down the sideline, set play here on the inbounds is driving in after the pass was O'Neill, and O'Neill lost the ball. So that'll be a St. Pat's turnover. Irish fans were hoping for a foul call there. There might have been some contact, but I'm not sure he had the ball at the time. Dribbling behind his back and penetrating is Adelong. He'll kick it off right side, leaning in is Eckout. And Eckout is going to be fouled. I think they're going to call a hand check here on Andrew O'Neill, and that is going to be his third. So that's going to be O'Neill's third foul. And the coaching staff for North Platte St. Pat's discussing that because they thought that maybe Eckout had leaned into him and the foul should have been offensive on Eckout. Certainly didn't have position anyway. So 1-1 coming up here for Eckout. Braden Eckout's free throw is short and rebounded out there by the Irish. They've done a nice job rebounding. Clinch. We'll kick it up ahead here to Byrne after he got the rebound. Now right side is McClellan. McClellan is going to fire another three-pointer. That's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound away from the ball. And that's going to go on the Irish. It's not where the ball went, but that's where they're battling for possession. And it's going to be Corey Clinch called for his second foul. So fouls could be a little bit of an issue. O'Neill has three. Clinch has two. Byrne has two. So some foul trouble here for three Irish starters. And the free throw up and no good for Hadwiger. And another Irish rebound. This time it's Adam Mackley who pulled it down. They'll give it out for Byrne. Byrne on the dribble. Picked up man-to-man there by Cale Preble. Preble knocks the ball loose. It's loose. And coming up with it is Eckout. Eckout's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. St. Pat's turned it over, and Eckout was the recipient there. And they're facing some pressure again as Byrne will dump it up ahead to Vizorek. Vizorek stops on that right side. Final minute of the second quarter. 38-26, 12-point leads for the Irish. With it is number 12, Bryce Byrne. And we're going to have a moving screen called against St. Pat's. And Vizorek is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his second. Seconds to go. That's an offensive foul, so we won't be shooting any free throws here. And the ball inbounded to Adelong. Adelong on the bounce. Uses up his dribble. Gives it off here left side for Eckout. Eckout's going to drive. He takes it off glass, and he'll score. Braden Eckout banks it in after drawing a little body contact. It's a 10-point ball game now with 25 seconds to go. Driving here is McClellan. Nice pass on the inside. Shots up. No good. But Clinch will be heading to the free throw line. Nice dish inside, and Clinch will try to capitalize here after the foul is called on Hadwiger, and now Hadwiger has two fouls. So Adelung has two, Hadwiger has two, a couple of starters with two fouls each for the Broncos. And the free throw by Clinch is up and good. So he makes the front end of the 1-1, pushes that lead out to 11 with 19 seconds to go, and the second free throw is also good. So Adelon gets the inbounds and will slowly walk the ball up court. He'll bring it across the midcourt stripe with now 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Adelon dribbles to the right side, gets a screen, drives, stops at the free throw line. His jumper is no good, and a foul on the rebound going to be called against Holden Eckhout. And that'll be his first foul, but that's now seven against Amherst, and with 4.5 seconds left, we're going to walk to the other end of the court and have a one-and-one here for Adam Mackley. So Mackley will try to add to a 12-point Irish lead with 4.5 to go. We're late in the second quarter, and Mackley's free throw rolls around and is good. That earns him the bonus. 13-point Irish lead. They jumped out to an early lead and just have not looked back since. Broncos have run at him a couple of times, but the Irish have found a way to answer back, and the second free throw is also good. Inbounded, stolen by Byrne, who fires a three, hangs on the rim, and that'll do it. As that would not have counted, that loose ball was picked up in the corner and thrown the length of the court by Eckhout. But St. Pat's, who forced the turnover, couldn't get the three to fall, and Amherst is going to have to tighten a few things up. They are trailing at intermission here, 42-28, and we'll head to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at the end of the last game of the day here from the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament. And this one, we kind of thought would be the high-energy game of the day. And that certainly has been the case, as at intermission, it is Amherst with a little work to do. They trail North Platte St. Pat's by a score of 42-28. Both these two teams 8-0, undefeated on the season. Of course, St. Pat's, a classification higher than Amherst. But again, these two teams modeled very much after each other. Athletic, pressure the ball, shoot in transition. They are a couple of very good basketball teams. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see both of them in Lincoln to end up the season. As we mentioned, this is the last game of the day here. Earlier in the consolation games on the girls' side, it was St. Pat's with a fairly comfortable win over Amherst in the consolation game, a final of 60-34. And later in the day, in the girls' championship game, Kearney Catholic had no problem with Ogallala, 75-20, a 55-point win for the undefeated Kearney Catholic girls, winning it 75-20. Earlier today, the boys' consolation game won by Kearney Catholic 63-50 over Ogallala. And now at halftime, it is North Platte St. Pat's 42 and Amherst 28 here at intermission. So, again, a great effort, very athletic game. Unofficially, here's some team stats that we have for you. North Platte St. Pat's unofficially shooting 15 of 27 from the field, so they're well over 50% in the game. And they've hit 4 of 8 three-pointers and are a perfect 8 for 8 from the free throw line. They've also out-rebounded Amherst 22-10 here in the first half unofficially. Now, again, the game's played at a pace that my stats are not golden. I'll guarantee you that because it's hard to keep up with the stats as quickly as this game's going. But I have St. Pat's out-rebounding Amherst by 12 rebounds in the game. They're shooting well over 50%, and yet Amherst is only down by 14, 42-28. For the Broncos, they are 10 of 37 from the field and 6 of 10 from the free throw line and only 2 of 16 from behind the arc. So three-point shooting that can bring Amherst back into the game is really kind of knocking them out of it right now, going only 2 of 16 from behind the arc here in the game so far. Unofficially for North Platte St. Pat's, leading the way for them is Andrew O'Neill. He's got 12 points here at intermission to go with 6 rebounds. Bryce Byrne with 8 points. Corey Clinch with 8. Drew McClellan, 6. Adam Mackley off the bench with 4. And Zach Miller with 4 points here in the game. Again, unofficially shooting from the field, St. Pat's 15 of 27. That is 56% here in the first half. They're shooting 50% from three-point range, 4 of 8, and a perfect 8 for 8 from the free throw line. So right now the Irish are shooting the ball extremely, extremely well. Meanwhile, Amherst really isn't. Unofficially, I have them 10 of 37 from the field, shooting 27% here in the ball game. Only 2 of 16 from behind the arc, so that's right at 13%, and 6 of 10 from the free throw line. So again, all those numbers much lower than what Amherst is used to putting up here in the ball game on average through the course of the year. They're being led so far here in the first half by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout unofficially 13 points and 3 rebounds here in the game. Trevor Adelung with 6, Ty Hadwiger with 5, and Holden Eckhout off the bench has 4 points here in the game. Again, we are at halftime, 42-28, a 14-point lead for North Platte St. Pat's, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're back here for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in Amherst. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Amherst, and Ravenna as we are at intermission. And again, Amherst has a little bit of work to do, down by 14 points here in the first half. And St. Pat's has turned the ball over 11 times. Meanwhile, Amherst has 7 turnovers. So turnover is not a major problem for Amherst. They did force some turnovers that got, they came up with some steals that created some opportunities. But again, Amherst, 2 of 16, shooting from behind the arc. And not very many of those, just one or two, were shots that I wouldn't recommend. I mean, they came within the natural flow of the offense. They're not falling right now. And if that's not going to happen, they might need to try to attack the glass just a little bit more. Meanwhile, St. Pat's, they've done a good job running the floor. Even after made baskets, they've run the floor, and they've been able to get long outlet passes after missed Amherst shots and have been able to score some points in transition. That's one reason why they have been able to shoot about 55% here in the game, because they've been able to run the floor and stopping that is what Amherst is going to have to do. After a rebound, they're going to have to pressure the rebounder, slow down that outlet pass, and then get their guards back to make sure that St. Pat's can't score as much in transition as they've been able to do here so far in the game. That certainly would be one of the keys to success, one of their seeds to success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. We'll take one last break, and we'll wrap up our halftime show with Amherst trailing here at intermission 42-28 to North Platte St. Pat's. We're back after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Not only do the Irish have a 42-28 lead to start the third quarter, why, they also have the basketball to start quarter number three. 42-28. I didn't think we'd see a 14-point ball game at any stretch for either team. McClellan has it in the offensive zone, facing some man-to-man pressure by Adelung. They get it off your left side for O'Neal. O'Neal enters it to the elbow to clinch. They kick it back out. Driving the baseline now is O'Neal. His two-pointer is no good. And rebounded out there by Eckhout. Eckhout's going to lead. Drive. Shoot. Has it blocked. Now St. Pat's on the return here. And they drive the entire way and then lose control of the basketball. So they'll turn it over after they come up with a nice defensive play. They had the block on one end. And again, indication, both teams are going to want to attack each other, but they're also athletic enough that they can fight off that attack. Eckhout has it on the left side. He's going to kick it back out top of the circle for Hadwiger to Adelung. Back to Eckhout. Eckhout has a screen, so he'll fire a three. Good-looking shot, but it will not fall. And the rebound taken out again by the Irish. And again, snagging the bound is Zach Miller, 6'3", and he's about the biggest guy on the court for either team. Right wing, McClellan gives it top of the circle for Byrne. Byrne thought about the three, but the pass was a little bit off the mark, and so by the time he squared himself up, he couldn't get the shot off. Byrne now is going to throw it on the baseline to Miller. Miller kicks it out. Here's an open look for O'Neal. His three will not go. Rebounded in underneath by Amherst. And up ahead to Adelung. Adelung, a little ball fake, takes it off glass, and he'll score. Well, kind of stealing a page out of the playbook for St. Pat's. That's exactly what Amherst did there as they ran the floor after the missed shot. Both these two teams will do that. And now a little touch foul for Adelung. Adelung knew it as soon as the whistle blew as he was trying to reach in, and he commits the foul. That is going to be his third. Just trying to make maybe a little bit too much happen. Ball inbounded here to McClellan. McClellan had a little trouble with the handle, but he's able to pass it out to O'Neal without walking with it. He'll give it off right side to Clinch, who kicks in the corner. There's McClellan, and he'll rattle in a long two. Toe was on the line, and just barely the toe. In transition, running is Hadwiger. Hadwiger can't get it to fall. Zach Miller pulls down the rebound after the Amherst miss. So Irish will bring it up ahead. They get it to McClellan, who gives it left side for Byrne. Byrne works it around. Entry pass down low, going to be deflected and out of bounds. Last touch by the Amherst Broncos. That entry pass was contested. I think both Eckhout and Hadwiger had one tip and the other one had the other. Top of the circle, they get it to McClellan. McClellan gets it in the lane. Turnaround jumper here by O'Neal, and somehow he gets that shot to fall. How did that happen? He's now got 14 in the game, and I'm telling you what, that was a contested shot there. A little fade away in the lane. They get it down low. Driving is going to be Eckhout, and Holden Eckhout is held. So he's going to go line and shoot two as Byrne has picked up his third foul. So Holden Eckhout for two free throws here with Amherst down by 16, 46-30, and he gets the free throw to fall here. Byrne will come out with that little bit of foul trouble. Checking back in is going to be Gabe Bozorek. Second free throw for Eckhout, and he hits that one as well. And we're going to have a body foul called against the Broncos here. Stepping through the double team and then losing the ball was the Irish. But they're going to call a block here on Hadwiger. A little body foul on Ty Hadwiger. That's going to be his third. Inbounded for O'Neal. Brings it across the timeline with no pressure. He's going to drive, work off of a screen, take it off glass. But he runs into a Bronco in underneath, and that's going to be a charge. Nice play there by Preble to collect the charge. And so O'Neal picks up now his fourth foul. So O'Neal, the leading scorer for the Irish, will sit on the bench with foul trouble. He's got his fourth foul with 5:26 to go here in the third quarter. So he's been the center of the storm pretty much the entire game. In the offensive end is Trey Tobenheim. He'll kick it off your right side for Eckhout. On the bounce, now going left side is Braden Eckhout. He's going to flip it off. Cutting up here is Trey Tobenheim. Back to Eckhout. Eckhout's going to drive, dish, toe in the three. Tobenheim, good look, but it will not fall. Offensive rebound in underneath, and it will not go for Bramer either. And finally, coming out with the rebound is going to be the Irish, and they're going to shoot a three in transition. It is off the mark here for Byrne, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched off the shoulder of St. Pat's. It went off of Miller's shoulder as he was in hand-to-hand combat with a couple of different Broncos there, including Eckhout. They're going to hand it off here for Braden Eckhout. Comes off of a screen, top of the circle. And he'll kick it off here left side for Holden. Holden's going to drive the baseline. Jumper no good. And rebounded by St. Pat's. Snagging the bound, Corey Clinch. And a little hesitation move by McClellan. And speeding up and slowing down. Got the defender out of position. He brings it in the zone all by himself. McClellan kicks it left side. Driving through is going to be Byrne. Byrne, 15-foot jumper, no good. Ball is out of bounds on the rebound. And last touch by the Broncos. Blake Kreitz going to check in for Amherst. Coming out is going to be Cale Preble with 4:15 to go in the third. 46-32. High on the inbounds, Corey Clinch catches it, shoots it, loses it out of bounds, but it was partially deflected by Amherst. And so St. Pat's will inbound again. I think Kreitz got a hand on that ball. He was the last to touch it. Dribbling left side, McClellan. He shut off there nicely. Pretty good defense there by Tobenheim. And now they'll reset the offense, giving it to McClellan. McClellan gives left side for Byrne. No pressure being put on Byrne right now. He's working against Holden Eckhout. Eckhout knocked the ball loose, but into the hands of Miller. And Miller driving, hand checked, and is fouled before he could put up the shot. Again, a loose ball, but somehow the Irish are able to pick up. And Bramer is going to be called for the foul. And for Amherst, they're going to make some substitutions. Adelung, Preble, and Hadwiger checking back in the game. So three starters checking back in here for the Broncos, who trail at 46-32. And Byrne to inbound it. Gives it left side for McClellan. Byrne wants it back on that other side, but McClellan's going to dribble to the top of the circle. Now gives it off for Byrne. Byrne's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. That's a contested shot there, as Byrne was able to shoot over the top of Preble, but in transition, pass up ahead to Eckhout. Eckhout outruns everybody, lays it up and in. And a timeout. A timeout taken by the Irish. I'll take a timeout as well. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, 48-34. St. Pat's up by 14, and they'll have the ball when we come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Ball inbounded here for McClellan. And McClellan facing some pressure by Adelong. Brings in the offensive zone. Gives it for Byrne. Byrne looking to Miller, well behind his comfort zone. But he's able to throw it inside. Drive it in and scoring is Corey Clinch. Well, they brought out one of the post players in there. And was able to dump it from a tall post player down to Clinch. And Clinch was able to back in there, hit it off glass, and collect the fourth foul of the game against Ty Hadwiger. And now Clinch will try to finish the three-point play. And that one is short. Rebound picked up by Miller. And Miller then has it tied up. Miller came up with it, but not giving up on the play was Braden Eckhout. And Eckhout was able to tie the ball up. Checking in for the Irish, going to be Gabe Vizorek. So Hadwiger with four fouls. O'Neill with four fouls for St. Pat. So a couple of starters in serious foul trouble for both these two teams. On the right side, Eckhout works it back around the perimeter, driving his Adelung. Adelung's going to stop and a pass that is off the mark, trying to get it to Trey Tobenheim, and that'll be a turnover on Amherst. 50-34. 3:02 to go. We're in the third quarter as they inbound it for Vizorek. Being pressured by Eckhout, and Vizorek lost the ball out of bounds. That's a credit to Braden Eckhout with some pretty good defense to force the North Platte St. Pat's turnover. And St. Pat's has now turned the ball over 13 times in the game. Off the left side, off the screen, Braden Eckhout's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Going to need to see a little bit more of that. As that cuts the lead down to 13, and a bad pass, they're going to turn it over again. They double-team the ball, trying to pass it out with St. Pat's, and they miss the target, and it rolls out of bounds. So Eckhout will trigger in the inbounds here, and he'll throw it to Adelung near midcourt. He's in the jump circle, has a screen, dribbles to his left, kicks it out, penetration here by Tobenheim. Tobenheim loses the ball. Amherst turns it over. And then we're going to have the ball knocked loose, but that's going to be a foul here on Amherst. Trying to get the ball back was Tobenheim, and Tobenheim is going to be called for the foul. That's his second, five as a team against Amherst here in the third quarter. So ball inbounded. They have no problem getting it to McClellan. McClellan, nice pass inside for Miller, and Miller's going to muscle that one up. Nice dump in underneath for Miller, and he's able to add to the lead. Eckhout in transition. They'll slow him down. They're working around to Adelung. 52-37 in the lane. A little bunny hook that won't fall for Holden Eckhout. That's no good, and Miller comes up with another rebound. He's able to pass the ball out to Vizorek. They pressure Vizorek, but he's able to get it to McClellan. They got numbers. A little dump in for Clinch, and Clinch will take it off glass and score. 17-point lead for the Irish. They are operating on all cylinders. Adelung gives it left side for a Holden Eckhout. Top of the circle for Braden. Braden's going to hand it off here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And an offensive rebound. Tip, driving, scoring, Braden Eckhout. So Eckhout essentially makes the putback. And the ball knocked out of bounds on that far side. But last touch by Cale Preble. He's trying to make the steal over there. Couldn't quite get his hands on it. And Preble's going to come out of the ball game. Checking in for him is Bramer. Ball inbounded in the backcourt to Vizorek. Vizorek being hassled there by Eckhout. Now Adelung will pressure the ball, driven by McClellan. He gives it right side for Byrne. Byrne's going to drive, shoot off glass on that baseline. No good. And tipped out to Holden Eckhout. So Eckhout comes up with the rebound. As North Platte St. Pat's couldn't come up with any points. They trap in the corner, but Adelung is able to pass it out of there. Eckhout toes the three, gets the ball as they skip it, and he'll drain the three. Nice ball movement there by the Broncos as they cut the lead down to a dozen. Five straight points here after trailing by 17. Pass on the left wing. They're double-teaming Vizorek. Vizorek loses the ball on the ground. Do we get a timeout or is there a foul? There is going to be a foul called on Braden Eckhout. That's just going to be the first on him. And that's going to be six as a team on the Broncos. Preble checking back into the game. Eckhout's going to come out and get a little breather here with 52.8 to go before the end of the third quarter. Clinch to toss it in near midcourt. And they'll get it off your left side for Byrne. Byrne dumps it down low for Clinch. Clinch in traffic, takes it off glass. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Miller, and Miller is fouled. Zach Miller fouled, and now we'll go to the line with a couple of free throw attempts as Tomenheim has picked up his third foul. So Miller shooting two here, and the first one is up and good. Miller now with 7 points to go with nine rebounds. Miller takes his time at the line, puts up the free throw. It is up and good. So he makes both free throws. And there's 39 seconds left. Left wing Preble works it around the perimeter. They get it to Eckhout. And Holden Eckhout strokes in a three. Holden wanted that. And Holden showed why. He's got 11 points in the game. Lob pass. Dangerous catch there by Corey Clinch. I don't know how he stayed on the sideline, but he's able to dump the ball back out here for Byrne. 18 seconds left. Byrne will drive. Byrne runs into the defender, and that'll be a charge as Holden Eckhout was there to collect the player control foul. He had no idea that Holden Eckhout was there, and Byrne has picked up his fourth foul. So fouls could be very much a huge story here as we head to the fourth quarter. 15.7 to go here in the third. It's 56-45. The Broncos are down by 11, but they can make it single digits here as the ball is inbounded for Trey Tobenheim. He'll pick it up near midcourt before he touches it, and he'll face a little pressure here from McClellan. He dribbles into the lane, loses the basketball. Amherst turns the ball over, then they lose the ball again. Zach Miller is able to track it down, and we're going to have a reach that's called against Amherst. And Trey Tobenheim disagrees with the call, and that is going to be his fourth foul. And we'll head to the other end of the court and shoot a one and one as Miller will go to the line where he has 8 points. And coming out is going to be Tobenheim. Back in is Bramer. Also checking in was Holden Eckhout. So both Eckouts are out there. Bramer, Adelung, and Cale Preble. Miller at the free throw line, and he missed the free throw. Offensive rebound or a foul? Yeah, it's going to be an offensive rebound. And then the foul committed, trying to put it back. Adam Mackley pulled down the rebound. And now he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. After Braden Eckhout's called for his second personal foul. So Mackley's shooting two with 1.3 to go, and the free throw here is no good. Again, St. Pat's has really done a nice job on the glass, especially on the offensive end. They've gotten a lot of good opportunities as a result, and Miller has been doing much of the heavy lifting in there. Second free throw is up and good. 1.3 here. They'll throw it near midcourt. It's caught by St. Pat's. They're going to fire the three at the buzzer, and that'll do it. So they missed the three, but Amherst turns the ball over, and it's a 12-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. So Amherst, down by a dozen, has some work to do. They trail it 57-45. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, the Irish with a 12-point lead have the basketball. To start the fourth quarter, it's 57-45. Amherst right now very tenacious with this man-to-man defense they have going on. They get it top of the circle for Clinch. Clinch hand right in his face there by Blake Kreitz, who's starting the fourth quarter here. Clinch has a five-second count going on, and there it is, the turnover. St. Pat's doesn't get it out of there in time. And Kreitz draws the five-second call. We inbound it here for Adelong. Adelong kicks it left side. Eckhout's going to fire a three in transition. It's no good. And another rebound by Miller. So Miller snags the bound. And across the timeline on the bounce, there's going to be a little body foul there as McClellan was bumped as he was dribbling. And that's going to be the third foul on Eckhout. Well, I started talking about this earlier, but Amherst has a ton of foul trouble. Adelung, Eckhout, both with three fouls. Tobenheim and Hadwiger with four fouls. So four of your five starters in serious foul trouble. McClellan misses the first of two free throws because now they're in the double bonus. 10 fouls have been whistled against Amherst here in the second half. And the second free throw is also a little bit short. And the Broncos come up with the rebound. Adelung on the run here. Brings in the offensive zone. We'll give it off of a screen. Braden Eckhout will drive. Shot no good. Rebound ripped out there by O'Neal after Amherst can't get another shot to fall. They have not taken bad shots. They just have not been hitting anything here as Amherst. Around the perimeter, Clinch will give it here left side for McClellan. They look inside for Miller. Back out for O'Neal, who will drive. Now top of the circle for McClellan. The Irish are going to be patient here. They're up by a dozen. Less than 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Clinch will kick it off right wing for McClellan. Off of a screen, Byrne has it. He's going to back out near midcourt. It's 57-45. Right wing McClellan. Over for Clinch. Enters it inside for Miller. Miller in the lane. That's a tough shot. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Gets his own rebound. And they'll have a putback inside as they dish it to Clinch. So, again, offensive rebounds turning into points here for the Irish, who now lead it by 14. 59-45. Adelung gets it on the baseline, and the ball is going to be knocked loose by Bryce Byrne and out of bounds. They were trying to bounce it over for Cale Preble. And that was not a bad attempt there by Blake Kreitz, but it was knocked out of bounds by the Irish. So Amherst will inbound down by 14. With 6:15 to go. Up high for the inbounds is going to be Hadwiger. He'll kick left side for Adelung off of Adelung's hands and out of bounds. Not a great pass there, and Adelung just barely had enough time to put his hand up to even touch it as it was thrown out of bounds. So Byrne, the inbound, gets it here for O'Neal. O'Neal stops, gives it to McClellan, and McClellan on the bounce here will take it off left side and give the ball off here for O'Neal. To Byrne. Byrne with a little pressure put on by Tobenheim. Gets it. Now cutting in is O'Neal, and O'Neal takes it off glass. Had an angle, and he scores. O'Neal has missed a fair amount of the game because of foul trouble, but he has 16 points in the ballgame. Adelung dribbles behind his back, kicks it out top of the circle, misses his target, but Hadwiger is able to keep it. Kick it right side, and Eckhout drains the three. Braden Eckhout with the three-pointer. And the steal by Eckhout, who gives it to Adelung. Adelung's going to drive, and he'll score. So after the Irish turn the ball over, we're going to get an Irish timeout. 61-50 with 5:24 to go, an 11-point ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 61-50. Irish still lead, but Amherst battling back. We're back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Again, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And again, shooting has not gone real well for Amherst. Unofficially, I have them being 18 of 58 in the ball game. 18 of 58 in the game. That's 31%. And they are 6 of 25 from behind three-point range. That makes them about 24% there. They're going to have to hit some as the inbounds almost stolen away by Eckhout. But O'Neal has it. He'll throw it in underneath now to Clinch. Clinch working against some pressure by Hadwiger. Puts up the shot. It's off the mark. And the rebound dribbled out of there. Great athletic move by Trobenheim, who's going to drive, flip it, and he's going to head to the free throw line. He couldn't get the shot to fall, but he will go to the free throw line. And I'll tell you what, he just was on fire there in terms of attacking the ball when it was loose on the ground after the miss and driving in. And O'Neal is called for the foul. That is his fifth of the game. So he's out of the ball game with five fouls, 16 points, and eight rebounds. And he's missed a fair amount of the game with foul trouble. So in the few minutes he's been out there, O'Neal has been a force for the Irish, but they are without his services the rest of the game. Tobenheim at the free throw line. The free throw here is no good. He's got one more coming up. With 5:07 to go in the ball game, it is 61-50. And the free throw is up and good. So now we got a 10-point ball game with plenty of time here for Amherst. Ball inbounded to McClellan, who is able to outrun everybody down that sideline. Brings it in the offensive zone. McClellan will give it off here for Vizorek. Vizorek, right wing for Clinch. Clinch kicks on that right corner here for McClellan. Again, the Irish still have to look to score, but they want to be patient with the basketball. McClellan kicks off left side. Entry pass down low for Miller. Miller backs in. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. There's Clinch, who gets the bucket and the foul. Corey Clinch. Going strong. The bucket is going to count here for Clinch. And the foul is going to be called on Trey Tobenheim. And that is his fifth foul of the ball game. So Tobenheim is out of the game. Only has 1 point and three rebounds, but he's been much more valuable than that. And Corey Clinch will go to the free throw line trying to finish off a three-point play and push that lead back out to 13. They led at 1 point, 54-37, a 17-point lead. And they've cut the lead down to 9 one time since then. But right now, it's a 12-point lead here for the Irish. Make it 13 as the free throw is up and good for Clinch, who has 17 in the game. Adelong gives off right wing here for Blake Kreitz. And trail three here by Hadwiger is off the mark. Rebound still being fought for. And Eckhout is going to be fouled. He came up with the ball, Holden Eckhout did, and he was kind of undercut as he was passing the ball off, and they're going to call a foul here that's going to be whistled against Vizorek. That's going to be his third, and the Broncos will inbound it. They get it to Holden Eckhout, who will then hand the ball off here for Cale Preble. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Adelong has it. Facing man-to-man, Adelung's going to drive, take it off glass, and he is fouled. So he'll shoot two. He was knocked down and then helped up by Corey Clinch. Actually, I don't think the foul is on Clinch. Nope, it is not. It's going to be on McClellan, but Clinch helped him up. That's going to be the third on McClellan. So Adelung at the free throw line. Pretty good free throw shooter. Strokes in the first of two. And it's now 64-52. 4:18 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Second free throw up and good for Adelung. You can tell he's a gym rat. That's just a shooter's shot right there. Inbounded for Vazorik, who will give the ball back out for Byrne. Amherst doesn't really trap there in the backcourt as they get it up ahead here for Clinch. Clinch between the circles to McClellan. And again, on the bounce here, Vazorik. Right side, Adelung trying to make the steal. Does save it, but into the hands of Miller. It's loose again. It's going out of bounds. Who was the last to touch it? The Broncos were. So North Platte St. Pat's will maintain possession. And checking in here for the Irish will be Adam Mackley. Eckout back in here for Amherst. As Braden Eckout back out there, Kreitz will come off. And they'll mop up a little. Coach Klingelhofer will do a little maintenance work over there, getting up the sweaty spots off the floor. And the ball inbounded here for Byrne. Byrne facing some pressures. He spins with some defense to Preble, and they throw it away. That little spin move, and then he was trying to pass it while he didn't find his target, and St. Pat's has turned the ball over. Down by 11. Amherst has a chance to make this single digits. Adelung gives it left side, driving this Braden Eckout, who loses the ball, comes up with it on the ground, and there's going to be a reach called against St. Pat's. And Vazorik can be called for the foul. That is now seven that have been whistled against St. Pat's. So a 1-1 here for Braden Eckout. So Eckout takes his time at the line. He's got 24 points in the ball game and misses the free throw here. Rebounded and toeing the line is Mackley. And then a timeout. Mackley literally was balancing. And a timeout, a good one by North Platte St. Pat's to make sure that he, falling down, didn't do something foolish with the basketball. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Irish will inbound it, leading at 64-53. And we'll be back with the final 3 minutes or so coming up right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As again, Amherst battling here. They have been back about this 10-11 point mark quite a bit, but haven't been able to bust through and get that little push to put some pressure on North Platte St. Pat's. They're going to pressure the ball here, though. And with the dribble and running through it is McClellan. He brings it in the offensive zone. 3.5 minutes to go. 11-point lead for the Irish. With the basketball is Byrne. He'll give it off your left side. McClellan. McClellan kicks it between the circles to Vazorik. Right wing, they get it for Byrne. Byrne's going to drive. Nope, he's going to stop. Staying right with him there is Preble. 5-second count going on, but he's able to pass it off before that count causes a turnover. Right wing, Byrne has his pass deflected, but into the hands of McClellan. Just barely tipped there. And the Broncos just an eyelash away from forcing the turnover. Bounce pass to Clinch, who will give it right side for McClellan. Entry pass inside, and then the foul. Mackley got that nice bounce pass, decided to go right to the basket with it, and he's going to be rewarded with a couple of free throws as Holden Eckout is going to be called for the foul. And again, they're looking to score, but they want to milk the clock as well. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Mackley. And the first one is up and good. So he makes the first one. And now Mackley with 6 points in the ball game. 6 points, 5 rebounds. And he'll take his time at the free throw line. And that one is up and in as well. So he makes both free throws and pushes that lead out to 66-53. On the bounce is Adelong. He'll step into a three in transition. It is up high over, hits the top of the glass in the stand there. And so that'll be North Platte St. Pat's basketball. Byrne will face full court pressure here. And he'll give it off on the right side. Long pass now by McClellan. And slowing it down was Clinch. Clinch could have tried to contest a layup, but decided, you know what, let's milk a little clock here. That's a pretty good decision there by a junior leader. Top of the circle, Clinch gets the ball back, works it around to McClellan. Top circle for Byrne. Byrne on that right side, going to penetrate a little bit, runs into Amherst. And I thought Eckhout was in great shape, but he must have slid at just the last moment. And Holden Eckhout's going to be called for the foul. And Eckhout doesn't complain, neither does the Amherst coaching staff. And they're going to wipe up the sweat there. As Eckhout was there, but he must have given up a little bit of ground right at the last moment. Byrne is going to be shooting a couple of free throws. So Byrne to shoot two. Leading it already 66-53 with 2:21 to go. And if this comeback's going to happen for Amherst, it's going to have to start right now. And that hole just gets a little bit deeper as the free throw is up and good. For Byrne, who now has 11 points in the game. Second free throw for Byrne is up and good as well. They've shot the free throws very, very well. 16 of 21 from the free throw line. Pass left wing for Holden Eckhout, who loses the ball, but right into the hands of Hedwiger. Hedwiger thought about the three, but they'll work it around. Braden Eckhout has it. Braden has the ball knocked loose. That's good hands there by Byrne. And now Braden Eckhout still has his dribble. Takes that left side, enters it in. Little post move there by Holden Eckhout. Can't get the shot to fall. And coming out with the rebound is going to be the Irish. McClellan pulls down the rebound, and then we're going to have a foul whistled against Amherst. And again, Amherst just maybe isn't their day as they are now 12 of 35 shooting two-pointers. And overall, 18 of 61. They are 6 of 27 from behind the three-point line. Free throw by McClellan is up and good. He's got one more coming up here. And the second free throw rolls around, no good, but an offensive rebound. Shot won't fall in underneath there for Mackley as he missed the putback. And then Eckhout comes up with it. He's going to fire the three in transition and hit the three. Braden Eckhout strokes in the three-pointer. It's a 13-point ball game. Lob pass up ahead. Clinch trying to run it down and is able to throw it off the hip of Ty Hadwiger and out of bounds. And the Irish fans making a little noise because that is a heads-up athletic play to keep the ball in possession of the Irish. Clinch to toss it in. On the sideline. Now he wants the ball back and gets it back. He's used up his dribble, so he's looking for a little bit of help here. They got a timeout left if they want to use it. They hand the ball around. Byrne has it, and we're going to have a reach here on Amherst with a minute 24 to go. St. Pat's has one timeout left. Amherst actually has quite a few. They got four timeouts left. The foul is going to be whistled on Braden Eckhout. That's going to be his fourth. And so Byrne will go to the line and shoot two free throws. And the first one is up and good. So he makes the first one, and Byrne now has 13 points in the game. Clinch was 17. O'Neill, who's fouled out, has 16 in the game. And the second free throw is a little bit high. No good. Rebounded by Eckhout, and Eckhout will give it to Adelung. Adelung finds a trail shooter. That's going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger's three, no good. Rebound tracked down by Braden Eckhout, and Eckhout will dribble up to the top of the key, and he'll hit another three-pointer. 59-70, lead down to 11. Pressure put on the ball, but Vizorek gets the long outlet pass. Now a 3-on-1 break, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Eckhout. And the Irish will keep possession here, but Eckhout was able to fend off three Irishmen running down the court. Great athletic play there by Braden Eckhout. Not only did he stop the scoring play, but he also did so without committing a foul. Corey Clinch gets the inbounds to Vizorek, and Vizorek dribbling around, going to be fouled by Adelung. And for Adelung, that is going to be his fourth foul. And two free throws coming up here for Gabe Vazorek. He's looking for his first points of the game, and he makes the first of two free throws. 48.4 to go. 12-point lead here for the Irish. Make it a baker's dozen. 13-point lead, 72-59, 46 seconds to go. Adelung will dribble up. He'll fire a three. That is short, and the rebound is off the Irish and out of bounds. As Corey Clinch couldn't quite reel that one in, and the Broncos will inbound it. Cale Preble going to throw it to Adelung, who gives it off here right side for Eckhout. Eckhout is going to step back, fire a three, and hit the three. Braden Eckhout drains the three-pointer and makes it a 10-point ball game with 35.2 to go. Timeout for the Broncos, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Final minute here, and the Broncos are down by 10. They'll pressure the ball, and we come back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, the good news for Amherst is they still have three timeouts if they want to extend the game. The bad news is there's just not a lot of game left to extend. They trail it here 72-62, and there's only about 35 seconds to go after the countdown of the timeout comes off the clock. We'll tell you that there's 35.2 seconds to go, and Byrne can run the baseline if he wants to, and he does. He gets the ball to McClellan. McClellan dribbles up that sideline, and we're going to have a reaching foul on Cale Preble. That is only going to be his second, and so we'll step to the free throw line. Will St. Pat's. And McClellan will have two free throws. And that only took a 0.3 off the clock. The free throw is no good. And back into the ball game, going to come Adelung, Braden Eckhout, and Holden Eckhout. Both of them have some, well, all three of them have some foul trouble. Braden's got four. Adelung has four. And Holden has three. Second free throw is up and good. So ball inbounded for Eckhout, who leaves it for Adelung. Adelung brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Braden Eckhout, who will fire another three and hits another three and another timeout. Can it be? Can it be? This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It would take a miracle for Amherst to come back in this one, but they've finally started hitting some three-pointers here, and leading the charge has been Braden Eckhout, who now has 36 points in the ball game. And he has hit three-pointer after three-pointer, most of those coming up here in the fourth quarter. And we'll keep it right here, as this is just a 30-second timeout. And for Eckhout, as we mentioned, 36 points, that's just been a yeoman's effort here, as he has now hit eight three-pointers in the game. Ball inbounded. The Irish dribbling through some pressure, and that's going to be a foul on Bryce Byrne. That's kind of a borderline intentional foul there because, well, it was intentional, but they were able to play the ball just enough. And two free throws coming up here for Byrne after the foul was whistled on Preble. That's going to be his third. And we'll see what Byrne can do at the free throw line here. Went one for two last time. And he makes the first one here. Two Eckhouts and an Adelung checking in here for Amherst with 20.8 to go. 74-65. It's a 9-point ball game. Another three-pointers, and Amherst be right back in this. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And rebounded by Preble. Preble gives it that along. He'll step into a three in transition. Back the iron. No good. Long rebound out to Byrne. And Byrne will head back to the free throw line. And that will probably, for all intents and purposes, do it. As Adelung has committed his fifth foul of the game. So he's out with 12.2 to go. And coming in for him is going to be Blake Kreitz. So Byrne will shoot two more free throws. And I doubt that they're going to go for that hacking Irishman mentality from here on out. The free throw is up and good. And with 12.2 to go, I think the Irish can comfortably be heading back west with a victory. The second free throw rolls around and is good. So Byrne with 16 points in the ball game. Braden Eckhout will dribble, has the ball knocked out of his hands, will turn around, fire a three. If that would have fallen in, I'd been amazed. Rebound tipped around. The Irish come up with it, and that will do it for the ball game. Your final, yes, North Platte St. Pat's 76, Amherst 65, as the Irish win the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament by 11 over the host Broncos. Your final again, 76-65. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Your final 76-65 as St. Pat's wins the championship of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The Broncos, that's their first loss of the season, 76-65. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, other finals for you, it was Kearney over Scotts Bluff, 51-42. So the Kearney High boys and girls will play for the GNAC Conference Championships tomorrow. A couple of games that you'll be able to hear on our sister station on ESPN Radio as a nice day for Kearney Catholic and for Kearney High. Kearney High will play for the conference championships, both the boys and the girls' side. The Kearney Catholic girls rolled easily today over Ogallala with just a lopsided win where they just kind of got going and never looked back. They won it 75-20 over Ogallala, and that's only Ogallala's second loss of the season. And here in North Platte St. Pat's, they remain undefeated with a 76-65 win over Amherst. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, and we'll talk with Bill Given, the head basketball coach here at Amherst, in just a few moments. But we'll take a look at the numbers, first of all, for the Irish. They had four players in double figures today. Good balance scoring all the way around. I had Corey Clinch with 17 points and four rebounds. Bryce Byrne, 16 points. Andrew O'Neill also with 16 points and eight rebounds. Drew McClellan with 10 points and four rebounds. Zach Miller finished with 8 points and 12 rebounds. 7 points for Adam Mackley off the bench and six rebounds. Gabe Vizorek with a couple of points in the ball game. Unofficially, I had St. Pat's shooting 24 of 46 for about 52% from the field here in the ball game. Also shot free throws very, very well. Got to the line a lot. They hit 24 of 33 field goals, free throws rather, 24 of 33 from the free throw line. That's right at 73% in the game, and St. Pat's wins it 76 to 65. For Amherst, a huge day today for Eckhout, as Braden Eckhout finished with 36 points in the ball game, including hitting 8 3-pointers. Trevor Adelung finished with 12 points. Holden Eckhout off the bench with 11. Ty Hadwiger with 5. And Trey Tobenheim with 1 point in the ball game. But it was not a great overall shooting performance today by Amherst. Unofficially, it had them being 22 of 69 from the field. So they shot about 32%. And, yeah, Eckhout hit 8 3-pointers, but they ended up being 10 of 35 from three-point range. And I think the vast majority of those 8 from Eckhout came in the fourth quarter. There was a stretch where they were shooting 13% from three-point range, but they end up being 28.6% from three-point range, 10 of 35 in the game, as Eckhout hit 8 3-pointers in the game, finished with 36 points to go with 7 rebounds. But rebounding was not a strong suit here for the Broncos, as they were out-rebounded today by the Irish 40-20. 20 more rebounds for St. Pat's, and that turned into some good opportunities to score at point-blank range for them underneath. That's one reason why St. Pat's was able to shoot a much higher percentage than what Amherst was able to do. So the Irish rebounding, a key factor in this game, as they out-rebound Amherst by 20 and outscore the Broncos 76-65. So a nice win here for St. Pat's as they remain undefeated on the season. Kearney Catholic won the consolation game today 65-50 over Ogallala. On the girls' side, it was Kearney Catholic winning the title 75-20 over Ogallala, and it was St. Pat's winning the consolation game 60-35 over Amherst. So that's what's happened today here in Amherst, and we mentioned it before in the GNAC Conference Tournament. On the boys' side, just moments ago, Kearney High wrapped up a 51-42 win over Scotts Bluff. They will play for the boys' championship at 3:15 tomorrow on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550. But before that happens, at 1:30 tomorrow over in Hastings, it'll be Kearney High taking on the winner of the afternoon game. That other bracket over there, I think it's Columbus and Norfolk. And I know Norfolk won the girls game, and I think Columbus won yesterday. Not sure, but they'll play for the championship tomorrow against the other winner, the 5:30 game, going on over in Hastings today, as Kearney High will go for both the boys and girls championships tomorrow on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Once again, St. Pat's over Amherst, 76-65. We're going to take another break. When we come back, hopefully have the opportunity to speak with Bill Giffen, the head coach for Amherst. We'll talk with the coach as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. When we come back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the 3rd largest seed corn brand and 4th largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Earlier today, as we just wrapped up, North Platte St. Pat's hands Amherst their first loss of the season in boys basketball, 76-65. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Bill Giffen, the head coach here for the Broncos. And it was an energetic game, play with a lot of athleticism out there. And that aspect, it was kind of a fun game, but it had to be a little frustrating because you had some good looks, but just didn't shoot the ball real well today.
Yeah, we it wasn't one of our better shooting days, but you know, some of that was shot selection, and you know, when they're falling, that's good. When they aren't, and you have one pass and a shot, that's not good. But it wasn't one of our better and free throws.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't looked at any numbers, and I'm terrible.
Well, and again, my statistics aren't going to be the best. I had to being 11-17 shooting free throws. And unofficially, overall from the field, I had you 22-69 in the game. And Braden got hot there in the fourth quarter. There was a stretch where he was shooting 13% from three-point range. He ended up with 8 three-pointers, so that boosted up your average a little bit.
And I think part of that is, you know, Braden, he's a shooter's mentality.
Yeah.
You know, and they usually don't have any conscience. So he had a conscience a while, and they either got to, you know, grip it and rip it or pass it, and there's a little hesitation there. I think, you know, this is, of course, our first loss and our first challenge, really, for 4 quarters. So that part is a little new, and no matter how much you preach, you got to do this right, that right. Sometimes the young kids and older people have to be wrapped on the head before they realize that there's some things that need to change.
And again, my statistics aren't going to be official, and when you break down the game film, you'll come up with different numbers than this, but I had you getting out-rebounded by North Platte St. Pat's 40-20. So, I'm not sure if those numbers are going to be exactly right, but you were out-rebounded fairly comfortably today by the Irish, and that obviously isn't something that you're going to need to address.
Yeah, you know, we aren't a tall team, but you don't have to rebound well. You don't have to be tall to be a good rebounding team. And that was on the top of the blackboard, box out and board. And one of the disappointing things, I thought we competed except on the boards. You know, there were some things when the board was going and we were standing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't stand. Nobody can stand when you don't have any tall people there. If you have a 7-footer, maybe, but we don't have close. So there's the boards, the free throw shooting, the shot selection. I never second-guess our guys' desire and effort, but it was a little situational tonight. You know, the rebounds, I think, you know, we definitely a better effort on that end.
Well, enough negativity. Let's talk about some positive things here. Braden finished with 36 points, and in that fourth quarter, really helped lead a comeback. It isn't so much you guys lost the game. You just kind of ran out of time the way you guys were really kind of firing it in that fourth quarter. But Braden finished with 36 points on the night.
Yeah, and he took his own knee to the head, too, and he actually shot better after that. So
well, now you know what to do.
You know, shooting unconscious, there is something to be said about that, I guess. But yeah, you know, and I hate to be negative. You know, to improve, you've got to identify some things that you got to get better at. And to improve, it's got to be accepted by the kids. And I think they will. The maturity level is there. They're frustrated now because, of course, first loss and at home. But I think they'll, you know, when it's all settled down, they go, we need to spend some more time on this. We need to spend some time outside of practice on this and that. And, you know, if we want to be the team that we're capable of being, we need to get there.
Yeah, well, but a lot of fight in that team. They never gave up, and then just kept on plugging right to the end. And again, St. Pat's is going to win a lot of games in Class C2, and you guys are a D team. So there's still a lot of positive things out there.
Oh, sure, yeah, you don't want to ride the negative train all the way, but improving, you'd have to identify that. But no, they're a bunch of fighters. There's some great young men that on and off the court. That even if we were 0-7 now, I'd still be proud of them off the court. But we've got some things to work on, but we'll get there.
Yeah, well, best of luck to you. Again, you guys fought hard, but fall just a little bit short tonight. I think as much as anything, you just ran out of time, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
And heal the leg, will you?
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll work on that, see if we can get some more duct tape chipped in here. All right.
Be well, Bill. Appreciate it. Bill Giffen, boys basketball coach here at Amherst, as they fall tonight by a final of 76-65, their first loss of the year, and they will be back in action on Thursday as they'll be back home to take on Eustis Farnham. And I'm not so sure I'd want to be the Knights in that contest, as the Broncos will be gunning for him. It's a nice win today for St. Pat's on the road against a very quality team from Amherst, 76-65. And again, just some poor shooting for Amherst kind of kept them out of this game as they fall by 11. The Kearney Catholic girls win comfortably the championship bracket as well, winning it by 55, 75-20 over Ogallala. Glad you could join us for the games here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry. Appreciate you joining us. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.